It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later.
Welcome to episode 100 of the We'll Talk About That Later podcast. Woo! About football. Wait, we have an applause button. Well, I can't. Oh, well, no. There it is. Oh, no, that's laughter. There we go. 100 episodes, guys. Woo! We made it. 100
weeks.
We
made it.
100 weeks, you know. Madness.
Mad. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple where we've had a few breaks here and there. So yeah. Mm-hmm. We're fully...
Spaced out.
Spaced out. Of course, spaced out. We deliver content. But this is years in the making, this episode number 100.
Yeah. 100.
Big milestone. Wait, we've actually been doing it for over a year.
Well, 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't we celebrate 2 years like a few weeks ago?
All right, guys, it's 100 episodes and it's Tanya's last episode.
Yeah, this is her
P4. Say goodbye to her.
It just doesn't seem that long.
So how many weeks are there in a year?
52.
So what, we just done 100?
Oh, yeah.
I like the way Mark's logic just shut that down. How are you guys?
Good. It's hot in September. Why is the weather not like this all summer?
I thought you was about to complain. I was going to say British. Yeah. Like, why is it so hot? But you're right. It's September heatwave. It's like,
yeah. Apparently, my mum was seeing on the news that it's going to be a warm October as well.
Oh, that's my birthday, so I'm happy. Yay!
Apparently, we're going to have a lockdown. So
no, that was rubbish.
Yeah.
Don't feed the people with negative vibes.
Isn't it, man? You fake news guy.
Isn't it, man? Boo.
All right.
Where's the boo button?
Boo again.
I don't think we have a boo button. But we've got the...
Wrong one.
This one.
What is that one?
It goes... Wah, wah, wah.
See, well, you should get headphones.
Mark and Tanya don't have headphones. Therefore, they're just guessing when it comes to the sounds. But
as you can tell, there's no football on this week, so we're just waffling.
International break. But who cares? I hate the international break. They should be abolished.
Yeah. What I'm saying is my star boy is getting star of the match, and certain man star boys are
moving
to different positions to get a game. So.
No, but honestly, what is the star of the match nonsense?
Listen, what I'm saying. To be fair, they should just give it to Saka before the game. Innit?
Star boy.
He's a star of the match, innit?
No, so I do love Saka.
Certain man only can play against Andorra, innit? But yeah, they're generational.
You're the one who called him generational.
That's Saka, big man.
No,
he got 30 seconds.
It doesn't matter. So, all right, cool. My guy can't get into the team because Sterling's England's best player and Grealish is 100 mil. But your man can't get into the team because Trippier's playing. So what?
Trippier was playing left back.
If you were Arsenal, would you take Sterling over Grealish?
Over Grealish?
Yeah.
No.
Because you just called him England's best player.
So I said Sterling's England's best player.
Yeah. So would you take Sterling over Grealish if he was offered to you on a plate right now?
No, by that I mean England's best performance.
Yeah, stop waffling then.
Yeah,
all I'm saying, England's 57th choice right back, yeah? Don't chat to me.
I've heard this all week, man.
Tanya, shall we leave?
Yeah, I think we should.
Because Mark and Abdi have been wanting...
No, don't ever drag me. I just sit here and just listen to it.
No, well, you've been clapping back lately.
I don't want to be clapping back.
No, I don't want nothing to clap back to. And actually, he's the one who's been driving it over the last couple of weeks.
Driving it.
He's been. No, Mark's been a menace. Guys, honestly, Mark's the one in the group that's always going at me. And I'm
that is such a lie.
I'm not even going to comment on that because judging by the reactions, you just know Abdi's waffling.
Abdi doesn't take days off, man.
So
Abdi, do you work? How about this? So what was it? Was it like Tuesday morning last week at like 9 a.m.? Why is my chat popping open and Abdi's trolling me at 9 a.m. on a walk? I'm sitting there typing on my laptop and my phone bings.
I look at it and it's Abdi just trolling.
It's always Abdi.
Well, I don't know what day it was. Yeah, I was just working, and then I come to the group, and there's like 16 messages or something like that. And Mark's like, Abdi, where are you, bruv? Abdi, where are you? I'm waiting for you. Or Abdi, we're waiting for you. All this stuff, and now she's filming me. I'll break that camera. Alright, but so what? Can I ask you one question though? Did Oxlade Chamberlain retire from international?
I mean, he hasn't, but he'd still get into that Arsenal team anyway. But let's move on.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, he'd get into the 20th place team, innit? So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you?
So, now you're just grilling yourself.
Tanya, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm absolutely fine. All right.
Tanya's Loving Life. Drake released an album.
Yeah, and it's brilliant, I have to say. All right, maybe brilliant's a bit of a stretch, but...
No, our listeners don't care about this. Can we talk about football?
No, they do care about this. Drake is the man.
Okay.
Should we talk about a big derby on the weekend?
Who's playing?
Massive derby. 19th versus 20th place. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was going to say something. Relegation battle on them teams.
It's a 6-pointer, isn't it? It's a big, big game for us because you've got to beat the teams around you, isn't it?
And plus, we haven't scored in Norwich, have?
Yeah.
Nah, you'll beat Norwich. If you can't beat Norwich, then
I'll be at the game.
Are you watching the game?
With heads in hands.
Who are you watching it with?
Myself.
You're going by yourself?
Yeah, why not?
You should bring Abdi with you.
No.
Ginger's pagan like that, isn't it?
Did Abdi not get an invite? Ooh.
That's a good question, Daniel.
No, I did invite him, actually. But anyway, let's get into it. We're going to do things a bit different this time. We're not going to talk about international football. Wait. Before we do any of that, wherever you're listening to us to, from, or whatever the right way to say it is, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever else you're listening. Just hit subscribe or hit the follow button, whatever. Instagram and Twitter, at WTATL official. Mm-hmm. Follow us there. Content every week. Not every day. We'll get there one day.
One day.
We're also on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, it's WTATL.podcast. If you're out on TikTok.
Tanya definitely loves a TikTok.
You can also follow Tanya.
We found that out last week.
Let's not expose Tanya's.
She posts nonsense every day.
So. But sure. I was posting the video and then goes suggested people you might want to follow. And I'm like,
TikTok.
Actually, like literally, I was about to close the app and then I'm like, I know that voice. All right, so we're going to do things a bit different this week. We're not talking about international football. We're going to start with a grading of every team in the Premier League's transfer window. And that's going to be swift. And we're going to swiftly move on to a top five list of every position in the Premier League. And we'll see how if we're still friends after that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's do it. Sounds good.
Let's follow the table. And please, so from A to F... Every team's transfer window, in your opinion, we'll just follow the table. So we have to start with Spurs.
Oh God, do we have to?
Unfortunately,
I wonder who's coming last then.
last up. Mark doesn't realise that I take the ricochets.
It's good. It's a good shot.
For me personally, I'm gonna give it a C.
A C.
And maybe that could be seen as harsh, but. I think overall the transfer window is better than I expected. We did get in the likes of Romero, which is an upgrade in Toby, in my opinion, because Toby was an aging centre-back, so it is an upgrade. Galini is an upgrade on Joe Hart, who he managed to get rid of as well. I mean, congrats to him wherever he chooses to go.
He's fumbling the bag. I saw some highlights at Celtic the other day, and there was a certain goal that he let in, and I just thought, I see why Spurs released
you. Such a pointless signing, but... Anyway, big him up every time. So, yeah, Galini's a good signing.
So, a C.
Yes,
because we're trying to do this.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, and all the other signings, Brian Hill. Life story. But I think we could have addressed other issues in the
okay,
team.
Okay, so see.
Emerson as well.
Yeah, and Emerson.
Addy?
Tottenham.
Yeah.
I don't care, but see, whatever. C, B, I don't know. I don't care.
Man, because of the... Because you ended up, obviously, with Emerson and a couple more players strengthened in certain positions, I give it a B minus.
I'm going to go with C also.
If they got one more attacking player, then...
I think if you would have got one more, if you would have got one more centre-back and maybe, like, a midfielder,
yeah.
I think I would have...
You were linked with the Danish player, Damsgaard. If they got that, then that would be...
But, yeah, for me, it's a C. Still
keeping
decent.
Harry Kane was
and you kept
plus.
Kane as well, didn't
yeah.
you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, also good to see how Romero does in the Premier League.
If he gets a chance.
Man, he's in, how about this fun fact for you? He actually held a fine before he's played a Premier League minute for Spurs.
Yep.
That would have been funny if they all went jail in the middle of the game.
Oh, my
it?
God. Only Tottenham, mate.
That is so mad.
No, it's not. It's
Junior,
Villa
what was
well.
Your people, bro?
Villa.
What was your people?
I forgot all about that.
Man ran onto the pitch and said, nah, you want to play a game? Nah,
no,
not having
but
it.
But firstly, it's a... Well, I don't know it's a law, but it's a law in England that... the players couldn't go to Brazil. Mm. They went and lied to the immigration officer. Then they had to quarantine for 14 days. Didn't. They played. And then, so yeah, so the military police came onto the pitch along with Anvisa, who is the health people in Brazil, to deport Martinez, Romero, obviously a Spurs player, Lo Celso, and Buendia from Brazil. And now... Argentina, who could have continued the game with four other players, they were like, just you know, for free, sub them out. They were like, no, we don't want to play the game.
Yeah, I didn't know that extra detail. Yeah. I saw that Brazil had a training session, obviously 11v11 or whatever it was, 10v10. Goalkeepers playing in centre mid and that.
Yeah.
Scoring bangers, to be fair.
They were saying this is the first time a five-time world champion played a five-time world champion. It's Brazil versus Brazil.
Ah, cool, that one.
That went over my head as well.
Yeah, cool. So it had to be Argentinians and obviously it had to be a few Spurs players in there.
Obviously.
We'll move on to West Ham. Now, I only know of one West Ham signing.
Vlasic.
Yeah.
They also signed...
That was deadline day, wasn't it?
They signed Zouma in the end.
Zouma, yeah. Areola as well.
Zouma.
Areola. So what are we giving it?
Decent transfer window, I think.
Yeah.
The lack
they
of a striker. The lack,
they
no, the lack
Lingard.
Of a striker.
Lingard,
to be honest,
needed,
because if
yeah.
Antonio is injured, they're in serious trouble.
Yeah. They are. Now, in fact,
I don't even know. If
tangent,
I don't even know
who,
any.
Who is there? Who's
I
their
don't
backup
even know.
Striker?
Honestly, I don't know.
Wait, can Benz? Not Benzema. What's his name?
Benzema.
Ben Rock. Can he play up top?
No.
I think
maybe Bowen.
Bowen probably the only one.
I love Bowen. He's a baller.
But Antonio, he's been injured before last season as well. So
Antonio, he won't stay fit this full season.
I'm
not wishing injury
on
anyone.
Oh, but he left
his game.
Oh, Haller
went to Ajax.
Yeah, he went Ajax. What a flop of a signing.
Maybe they have someone, but I can't think of
maybe a youngster.
But you got to say, in terms of particularly that Kurt Zouma signing, this is a high profile. Young player who's ready to step in and play, you know, majority of first Premier League.
Though.
Young in terms of a centre back, he's still 25-ish, 24, 25.
Better than centre backs they already have.
No, they got decent centre backs. Dawson was good last season.
Top six last season.
Dawson was good last season. Ogbonna is probably one of the most underrated in the league.
Absolutely.
How many centre backs have West Ham bought since he's been there? About 50, and he's outlasted all of them.
guys, we digress.
Yeah, good point.
Grades.
So I'll give him a B because they bought three quality players.
Yeah, I'm going to go with B minus because they should have signed Lingard.
Yeah.
It would have been an A if they signed Lingard.
I don't think it was for want of trying. I think they tried to sign Lingard and he's doing what he wants to do and trying to give it another go at United. I'm going to give them a B as well.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us on to United. So we're talking about Sancho, Varane and...
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Can I give it
and they got rid of Dan James for 25 million.
I'm going to give it an A. And it would have been A star if they got the DM.
Yeah. Exactly what Tanya says. I'll give
Ronaldo, they've bought in Varane, they've bought in Sancho, they sold Dan James for a lot of money. It's good business, man. You have to you have to rate what they've done in the window.
Yeah.
A?
Cool. Straight up, man.
Yeah.
And then the enemies from West London, Chelsea. They only signed Lukaku.
And so,
that was the icing on the cake. You have to say,
yeah.
I didn't think they needed much. They needed a striker. They went and got a top one.
They really
bought another
wanted a
midfielder.
Defender.
Yeah, I guess so. But they got loads of good defenders.
But I'm
going
to give it.
I'll give it an A as well.
I'm going to give it an
A.
B plus.
B plus.
Yeah, B plus.
B plus.
I don't know. They wanted a defender. They didn't get one.
But they've got
loads of good defenders.
Yeah, but they ended up selling a defender, so they must know they're in a good place.
Their main target was a striker.
I'm
kind of
like,
it's on tomorrow, isn't it?
No, it's on Zuma.
And Tomori.
Mm. But you're forgetting they've got
Christensen.
Towards the end of last season, he played Reece James and in the right of a three.
And you got Aspie as well.
Got Aspie.
Yeah.
Trevor Chalobah. What's it called? Christensen signed a new contract.
Yeah. And they sold Giroud. They sold who else?
Okay, done that. Yeah. Next up on the list is Liverpool.
Straight up, say it right now. C, maybe C minus.
I'll say D.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
You didn't need much, but
we haven't capitalized.
Yeah. For me, it's C minus because you should have replaced Wijnaldum. I think
you should have striker.
But big ups Liverpool. They signed all of their guys up to long-term contracts. Yep.
So that's why I give it a C.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to bump it up to a C.
I'll go D.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think you should have bought a striker as a different option, but yeah.
Everton.
Who the hell did they sign? Gray, Townsend.
Oh, yeah, DeMar Gray's good signing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
They didn't get Bertrand, did they? It was Leicester that got Bertrand.
Yeah, no.
They got
Rondon as well.
I didn't even know that until recently. But yeah, I get why he signed.
It was only literally like recent.
Because he worked really well with Benitez when he was in Newcastle, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to give that a C. Damari Gray was a good signing. Townsend, I questioned.
And still, 1.5.
Townsend, I questioned at
Townsend
the time.
Townsend works for 4-4-2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's come in and been pretty good
for
them.
They already had the midfielders. I think what they really wanted was fullbacks, and they didn't get.
Also, what is the situation with Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
He doesn't even know who Everton are playing next.
Do you see him?
I'm not joking. No, he said it live on a Twitch stream.
He just left Everton.
No, he's not my business. He was in Turkey vaping. He was just
you
on the
are
beach.
Joking. Yeah. So and he's still an Everton player, but he's just.
Apparently, there's rumours about him going Turkey because their transfer window closes tomorrow.
I heard, that Ben Foster gave an interview. He said apparently, if a player wants to leave a club, the max a team can do is you can only, by law, you can only find them 2 weeks' wages. So he would still get paid every 2 weeks.
That's
even
crazy.
If he wants to leave,
that's
he can just
so
go away
bad.
And he would just still get paid 2 weeks' wages.
So Man City only signed Jack Grealish.
Yeah.
For 100 mil.
I'd say B because he's a really quality player, but they didn't get what they needed, which was a striker.
Yeah, I definitely.
So if I was Man City, I don't know. Kept that 100 and added extra money and got Kane.
I'm going to go with C because what they really wanted was a striker and they only got Grealish, so other people wouldn't get Grealish.
Mm. And maybe left back.
But Grealish
now.
Has been good so far. So
Yeah.
Because
and
Mendy,
they were holding on to a sex pest.
They knew about that. Yeah,
allegedly.
Exactly.
That's got nothing to do with their transfer window, though.
No, but it's a left back that they can't play now because they suspended him.
Yeah, he wasn't going to play.
And what if he gets arrested?
Well, they've signed enough fullbacks over the years. I'm sure they
exactly,
can
call. My heart bleeds for you. You did. Your 17th choice.
I'm going to go with C.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
I'll give it B. I think that City squad didn't need much strengthening. I think the striker thing's unfair on Jesus and Torres, who's reborn there in that kind
it's
of false nine.
I think Torres is going to have a big season. Really
Man's playing him at right wing.
Jesus right wing is a
but
different...
But it's working.
Yeah, I know it's working.
All right.
But he's not a striker.
And I know, but he... In the system. If needs be,
if it works,
he can,
it works,
obviously you can stick him up there. But Ferran Torres is doing a more than capable job up there. In fact, if there's a way to go further than just saying more than capable, because... He's been one of City's best players in the past couple of weeks.
Mm. I think he's going to have a big season. I'm just going to say it now. I'm just going to piggyback on the back of Mark's point. Claim it as mine.
I think he's
going to
say Jesus.
I don't disagree
Jesus,
with that.
Honestly, he might change my opinion. Jesus' right wing is something else.
I don't disagree that City didn't need much, but they didn't address their main thing for me. So for me, C. Brighton.
Who did they sign? I don't know.
They signed some good players, though.
They got a Spanish.
Yeah.
Someone called. What's his name?
Yeah, the Spanish Don with the hair.
Oh, Cucurella.
Yeah, he's a baller, I've heard.
He's left back.
Yeah, left back. Imagine him and Lamptey.
I think one of their strengths, the positives of their window is one, they kept Bissouma. Two, they managed to swindle 50 million out of Arsenal for Ben White.
Yeah, that's true. Actually. So really, they've
all right, a grade.
For their sixth choice centre back.
He wasn't sixth choice.
Well, he's not the best, though.
Give it up.
They've got at least two centre backs.
Well, you paid the money, so.
Well, yeah,
all right,
Mark,
this isn't about
we'll
Arsenal, this is about Brighton.
But Brighton, I'll give him, I don't know, because I don't know much about their players, I'll give him six.
That's a bit of a random one to pick out when you said you were just going to pick a select few. Brighton.
No, I said I'm going to go through the table.
Are you doing every...
Yeah,
all
yeah just quickly. That's what I'm trying to rush you guys.
Oh, I think C minus. I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, just give him a C.
Yeah, go on a C. Leicester City.
Oh, I'm going to go... Ooh,
they signed the striker. They signed...
signed everyone.
Yeah, what Leicester did, which Samari, I like actually, is they the left back. They kept hold of everyone.
Yep.
They didn't necessarily sign... Huh?
What are you looking at your watch for? Are you running away?
Because when I get a message, it comes up on the watch, isn't it?
Are you running away?
Mark's got an Apple Watch. Guys. Right, you know, balling. Sorry, gone.
This has nothing to do with anything.
I don't even know where I was at. Abdi's such a troll, bro.
Sorry, you said something about Samari.
I didn't, but
they
kept all their players. They strengthened the squad in terms of attacking wise. You know, they brought Bertrand in as that reserve kind of left backy role, but more than capable enough to step in. I think Leicester done a good job. I could give them a B.
Did they get Lukman?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Wow. I'm actually going to go A minus.
I'm giving them B plus because I like all of the profiles of all of the players they bought, apart from Vestergaard. I don't like him. But I feel like they probably should have got one more centre back because the injury's moving mad.
Johnny
Evans is injury, getting a few injuries. And Fofana's out for a long time now, isn't it? So.
But they didn't know that was going to happen, did they?
Well, it happened in pre-season, so they should have got it. They got Vestergaard. I don't really rate him so much, but...
That was the response, though, to the Fofana injury.
Yeah, but Evans was already injured, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but it's not a bad sign. How much did they pay for, like, 15 mil? It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's about 14.5, too much.
Okay. I'm going to go with... I've even forgot what I said. A-minus? Because I just think they strengthened in the areas that you... Like, Samari is a good player. Daka's a good player. A-minus.
Bertrand, look. Yeah. They need an actual winger.
Brentford. I actually have no idea what they've done. It looks like the exact same squad.
Yeah.
There was this centre mid. I've never heard of him before. But he's an African
guy. I'm going to give him a C.
Whatever. I'll give him a rank because I don't know any of their players.
Okay. Villa.
I'm gonna go for
A plus.
Tans. If you don't give them anything less than an A plus, we're gonna.
You were saying they're like favourites for the Champions League.
here we go.
She said they were gonna win the Club World Cup.
B plus.
No, it's an A.
All right, fine. It's an A. Okay, cool. I'll give it an A. I mean, they did lose their star man, but
they got 100 mil for him.
Got 100 mil for him.
And they signed Buendia.
Buendia, Ings is doing well.
Oh yeah, Ings. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't think you can give them and a couple of them are still kind of settling in, like Bailey. We haven't even really seen hardly anything of him. Buendia hasn't really kind of gone straight into that team, so they'll be a lot stronger post this international break as well.
Yeah. And they kept, you know, like their other players.
Ruiz.
Yeah. All right.
I'll give them a B.
Watford. I mean, I think miscellaneous. I don't even know what they've done.
Yeah, I don't know any of their players.
All right. Okay. Southampton. I'm gonna go with a D.
Bad window, yeah.
Because they kept Ward-Prowse. They sold Vestergaard, who's probably their best centre back.
I'm gonna go Ings.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go E. They've done nothing.
I don't. Livramento is a good signing. They signed another player from.
They signed
Chelsea.
The striker from Chelsea.
Something?
Armstrong.
Yeah, Armstrong. Yeah.
Actually,
I'm gonna go D because it will be interesting to see what they do, but. You know, Southampton, we're never going to break the bank for these players.
I mean, like Mark said, their biggest strength is their manager.
Yeah.
C-minus. And their captain, James Ward-Prowse, signed a new deal. Looked like he was potentially off this summer as well. So I think you've got to take into account players that they've managed to keep as well.
Yeah, I can see someone paying stupid money for him next summer.
That gets bumped up to a little C-minus for me.
All right. Okay. Next up is Crystal Palace. I'm going to go with like a C+.
They've just signed everyone and their dog. Yeah. Palace.
I'm giving them a B+, actually. Because I think they had a bare man out of contract, so they lost a lot of players. But I think the signings they have made, if you think about it, you've got Guehi, Joachim Anderson, you've got Elise.
Anderson's a good signing.
You've got Odson Edwards, a good signing.
Yeah, that's a brilliant signing. Yeah, I'm going to go with B.
I'm impressed.
But it's just whether Vieira can make him gel in time, because there's a lot of new faces there.
Yeah. If you have a front four of Eze, Elise.
Yeah, when Eze comes up.
Zaha.
Behind Edward. That's decent.
Yeah, fair.
Ooh. Yeah.
Leeds.
Have they signed anyone? They signed Harrison
on a permanent.
To be honest,
I think Dan James is a good signing. Yeah, I think that's a perfect signing for. What is their manager's name? His name escapes
Bielsa.
Me. Bielsa.
He's going to play right back.
Run non-stop.
Or left back. I'm really happy that they kept Harrison. I thought he's a perfect fit for Leeds.
Yeah, I think
and Bamford as well, because he was linked with us towards the end. But
I don't think
that
anyone
was never
went in
happen.
For Bamford. So what were we saying? Maybe a C?
Yeah,
there's a lot of C's in here. Burnley.
Oh, I just give them an F for being Burnley, please.
I don't know what Sean Dyche was thinking, where he changed the whole demographic of what he signed, and he went and signed Maxwell Cornet. I think he's going to turn up a train and goes, "Oh, you're black." Usually, I only sign English and Irish, man.
I mean, Lennon.
Yeah, I guess he had Lennon before in it, so I guess
All right, F.
I mean, I can't.
They signed one player.
Yeah, they kept McNeil, but I don't.
They signed two, Lennon and.
All right, E then. Corner. E. We'll give it an E.
Yeah, they get
Lennon was definitely a desperation one, though. He probably thought my squad is slim.
Yeah. Lennon didn't have a club, innit?
Nah, he did. I'm sure he was playing somewhere.
He was with Burnley.
Yeah, and then he got let go. And then he brought him back.
Oh, my Lennon's still coming. Bless him.
Your Lennon. Newcastle? Only signed
Joe
Willock.
No, they definitely get an F. All right.
Newcastle. They signed the goal. Goal.
Not good enough.
The goal. They signed the striker. The guy from Santiago Munoz.
Oh, yeah.
But he's going into their 23s. Yeah, he's going into the youth.
He's for the future.
Steve Bruce will look at Joe Linton and his finishing striker. He's like, you know what? I might have to watch that film, you know, again.
Joe Willock, I mean, for
Joe
me.
Joe is a good signing, but it was natural.
It's a D minus for me.
Mm. Yeah, I can get behind that.
They did definitely try and get a centre back, but they got lots of average centre backs. So
all right, Wolves.
Trincao.
Trincao. What a good signing. Also, you have to, and the goalkeeper as well.
And Sanchez, did they get, who is it they signed?
No, they didn't sign Sanchez.
Oh, they didn't, they were linked with him though, weren't they?
They signed, and they didn't get a midfielder in the end. They tried to get that Marseille done, and it fell through as well.
Oh, Boubacar Kamara. Yeah. And they signed Ait Nouri on a permanent.
They kept Traore. So.
Did they sign this summer or last summer?
No, he was on loan last summer.
No, I mean, the one from Liverpool, what's his name?
That was last summer. I'll go C.
Mark does not care.
No, I can't speak now.
No, you were just like, looking at me.
No, I'm going to go with D. It's just because the new keeper just... There's no way he should have been letting in that United goal the other weekend. It still annoyed me.
I'm shocked
that he gave away a pen in a guest
I'm shocked they let Patricio go, but...
I think it was more of a case of Patricio. He's given them a solid amount of time. And when Roma come calling, the big Italian club, Mourinho.
Exactly, he's a Portuguese player. When Mourinho comes calling, they just melt.
All right. The last two. We'll start with Norwich because they are above us.
They bought lots of players.
Billy Gilmore.
Skip.
Oh,
no, Skip stayed.
Skip plays for us.
They bought Billy Gilmore. They bought in that American
striker. Oh, Williams.
Kabak.
The left back from Brandon Williams.
Oh, Brandon Williams, yeah.
Oh yeah. It's not bad business.
He made a mad mistake against the last team they played, Leicester.
I'm gonna give it a
I'm gonna go with a G.
They bought
D
in
plus.
That American striker, Josh Sargent. Yeah. And obviously they bought in Kabak. Was it online or with an option?
No, permanent.
Permanent.
I'm gonna go with D.
Yeah, so I think Kabak is a good signing. I think Billy Gilmore is a good signing.
Billy Gilmore's on loan.
Yeah, but what do you expect from them, though? Sorry.
It's Norwich.
Well, they have to stay
up. That's the thing. So it's kind of like...
I'm sorry, but if you come into the league, your main goal is to stay up. It's not to go back down again.
Yeah, but... I understand.
It's a difficult market this summer, though.
Yeah, fair. I'm gonna
and if Norwich come in for you, if you've... You kind of know this is going to be... If I sign here on a 4 or 5 year deal, there's a big chance I could be playing Championship football next season, and that will deter a lot of players, I think.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So D.
I think for their level, I'll go C.
That's all I heard.
Yeah, I'm going to go C.
Yeah, I think C's fair.
Yeah, I'm going to go with D. And then Arsenal with a big fat F then. From
F minus. Yeah. 150 million and we're worse.
Is F minus?
Well, you then. They got U plus.
Unmarkable. That's what U stands for, isn't it?
That's the type of exam that they don't even mark.
It's not as bad as an F. I'm going to go E.
Rah.
It's a tremendous waste of money.
Can we hear the voice of reason?
Who's the voice of reason? Well, he's going to go, bro.
He's going to say
rip up this paper, bro.
I was going to be brutally honest. I think it's a D.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a
and
D.
And that's him being positive. You see his voice went up a bit.
I'm going to agree with Tanya. I'm going to go midway between Tanya and Mark and we'll go with a D minus.
I say D because obviously you signed players, but the caliber... You know, is yet to be seen in terms of the individual quality of all of those players. Obviously, we've seen a lot of them play football, a lot like Ben White, Ramsdale, etc. But we'll see how they get on in an Arsenal shirt. I just think what you did was sign a lot of players who just make your squad stronger and your starting 11 just isn't as strong. It isn't hasn't changed much whatsoever. You're coming off the back of, I mean, forgive me for saying this, a shambles last season, straight into this season, and your first thought wasn't actually let's improve the first 11, it was let's improve our team for 4 years' time.
Yeah, if you're going to spend 150 million, you got to improve the first team. Don't go out and buy backups. Firstly, 50 million on Ben White, waste of money, shit player. Ramsdale,
Addy, we don't have time to
million.
Review the team.
Hold on, let me finish.
No,
I'm just
Addy.
Reviewing the signings, not everyone.
No, Addy, we didn't do that for anyone else.
All right, okay, cool. I went.
And we've heard this all before. So we've got F, E, D minus D. All right, cool. Now, Abdi, over to you and the main part of the episode. Take it away.
Well, you haven't got time for me, have you?
Oh, my God. You're so emotional, bruv.
John, you're dummy, Abdi.
Junior, we haven't got time for you. all right, so this episode, because there's nothing to talk about in terms of Premier League football, we are going to do the top 10...
Voodoo.
Well, the top five of each position in the Premier League. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw out names for who we think is in the question, and then we're going to whittle it down to a top five. So we're going to talk goalkeeper, centre backs, full backs, midfielders, wingers, forwards. This is just our opinions. Obviously, you feel free to hit us up on the Instagram or Twitter with your opinions, who you think. We like engagement, so make sure you do. Just so we can get some rules out first. For example, to distinguish between midfielders and wingers and forward, my opinion, I would go Salah, for example, is a forward.
Okay.
And someone like Sterling would be a winger to me.
That's no, I don't
bogus
think so.
From you.
You can't. I think no, Sterling's
Salah's
a forward.
An out and out. Salah has 100% plays on the right wing for us every
so
week.
So you call him a winger then? All right, cool. I'm just establishing the rules.
No, I'm not. I'm just shocked you don't view him as a winger.
All right, so originally when we were going to do this, I was going to just do midfielders and forward, no wingers. So I was thinking Sterling would be, if it was just midfielders and forwards, Sterling would be a forward, someone like Mahrez would be a midfielder.
That doesn't make sense.
In terms of forward, but like now we've added wingers into it. So are we calling all of them Sterling, Mahrez?
I think Salah,
they're all wingers.
I thought you had more, like, Mahrez is... When you think, if you're trying to distinguish between Mahrez and Sterling, you've got to think, if they're both in that City team, their task is to stay high and wide.
Yeah, but people...
That's not a midfielder.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Okay, let's change the definition. We'll change forward to striker, and wingers will be everyone who plays in a wide position.
Yeah.
Oh, fair.
Attacking wide position. Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's going to be hard wingers.
Let's start with the easy, because there aren't many great ones in the Prem. Goalkeepers. All right.
All right, so goalkeepers, I think easy one would be Alisson, straight away.
Yeah, Alisson.
And Edison. Mm-hmm.
For me, Lloris has to go in there.
In the conversation. All right,
yeah, in the
so
conversation,
I definitely would put Mendy in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And De Gea.
De Gea. Well, let's just throw names out and we'll whittle it down to five, innit? So just throw names.
Me.
I'll put Emi Martinez in there.
Yeah.
But then that's the thing, like, with De Gea, I know, Mark, you just laughed because probably...
I didn't laugh, I just took a big breath.
In recent times, he's not been the De Gea of old, but does their previous...
No, this is about now for me. Yeah.
So this is about now.
And for me, De Gea lost his place in that team, and he's in that team now because Henderson wasn't ready for this start of this season.
But also, I put Schmeichel in the conversation as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Yeah, Schmeichel, 100%.
I definitely think... well, I'm going to say Nick Pope, Nick Pope, we've got to say Pickford, because Nick Pope is Pickford's understudy for England.
Yeah. Pickford's not in my top five.
He's not, but if,
no,
if
but
we're...
No, but he's in the conversation.
No, he's got to be in the conversation.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I don't think there's anyone else, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I can't think of anyone else. No, I'm not putting Leno in, not putting Ramsdale in, not putting any other... I don't really think of anyone else. No, I wouldn't put Fabianski in.
No.
I wouldn't put Melier in.
I feel like we're missing someone and I don't know who it is.
No, I think we've got all of them.
No, I think, I think we're.
Yeah, we have.
All right, okay. So now we have to whittle it down to five.
So number one is definitely Alisson. We can all agree with that, yeah?
Yeah.
I can completely agree with that.
Yeah.
So, and then I think number two is Edison.
Edison, yeah.
Big up my Brazilian
boss. I'm putting Mendy number three.
That, for me, those three are clear.
Top three.
Out of all the keepers in the league, yeah, those Mendy's three are clear, honestly. I really think that.
So who are we removing from the list?
So we've got Lloris, De Gea, Martinez, Schmeichel, Pope. For me, Schmeichel goes fourth.
Yeah.
Firstly, let's remove some of the people. Are definitely. So Pickford definitely gets out.
Okay, wait, where's the rubber? Okay.
Pickford.
Lloris, but I'm being probably biased.
Pope, I don't think. He's good, but I don't think. I want to put him in top five.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, again,
I think we should remove Emi Martinez because he's only had one.
I would have put him. He's in my top five.
No, but we're talking now. We're not talking about whether they've had one or two or four good seasons. Oh, it's just like
who are the other ones? De Gea, Lloris, Martinez, and Schmeichel.
For me, Schmeichel.
I put Schmeichel fourth.
Yeah, I think Schmeichel and Lloris fifth.
No, I put Martinez fifth.
I mean, that's your view, but for me, it has to be Lloris.
If you're criticizing De Gea, then you have to criticize Lloris because they're both like equally shaky.
I get what you're saying, but I think with Lloris, you know that he can pull off those big saves.
But you know, De Gea's been doing that for 10 years.
All of the people on the list can pull off those big saves.
I know, it's true.
I would put, if I was putting De Gea or Lloris, I'd put De Gea in.
I wouldn't.
I can't lie, I'm with Tans here. I think we're doing Lloris a massive injustice.
Massive.
I'm not even saying it because to not call him top five keepers in the Prem, I think is.
I'd put Martinez in ahead of him.
And he's had how many?
I would put Lloris over Martinez.
All right, so we all going Lloris's fifth choice.
Yeah.
This is where opinions are mad, but I would have Martinez over Schmeichel. But again,
we have to
agree in it. So our top five, who are we going to put in?
Decline is a lot.
As a fifth choice,
but it's now. That's what they corrected me.
Had equally a shaky years as De Gea. So, all right, I'm happy to go with Lloris then, I guess. But I don't agree. Just for the record, I would have put Martinez in. But go on.
All right, cool. Thanks for that.
So next, we've got fullbacks. All right, so let's all throw in names.
Can I just clarify? Are we going
right and left back
top five or top five right backs?
No, just the top five.
Okay. So could there be like three right backs? Two.
It doesn't matter. Just put whatever fullback you want in the as top five.
So I'm just gonna stick Trent and Robertson 100%. Straight in there.
And Tierney. James.
Yeah.
Has to go in there.
Tierney. Whoever just said that.
Tierney. Yeah.
Wait, hold on, guys. I can only write so far.
Luke Shaw.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Mm.
Would you put Cancelo in?
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
No, I
put him in the conversation.
Yeah,
did you say something?
No.
I can't remember what you guys said. I've got Robertson, Trent, Shaw, Tierney. Oh,
Tanya said Reece James.
Oh, yes, Reece James, I said, yeah.
Would you say? Cancelo.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Walker.
Oh, yeah, Kyle Walker.
Wan-Bissaka.
Robertson, mm-hmm. We've said, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, actually, because we're about to see that there's more quality in the right back area in the Premier League. Cool. Everyone just speak over me.
Yeah, I hate going.
Sorry, Mark.
No, it's cool.
He said there's more quality in the right back than the left back.
Chilwell?
I can't even get into the Chelsea team. Okay. Or the England. Guy hasn't played a minute of football this season.
Yeah. Didn't play a minute of football for England as well. I'll go Soufa.
Soufal.
Would you put James Justin? He's been injured for a year.
I wish I could put Regulon in there, but Regulon can't go in.
I think that's
not. We're not putting Regulon on.
He had a good start to last season, but it's not been long enough.
Basically, I can't spell his name.
I'm not saying this guy's top five, but I think he deserves a shout.
All right, shout out Regulon.
Creswell.
Oh, Creswell.
Yeah, I'll put him in.
I think he deserves a shout, but not in terms of. He's not making that.
Villa's right back. What's his name?
Matty Cash.
No, I wouldn't bother, right? Because he'll be the first one you rub out.
Oh, I like Matty Cash.
Ricardo.
Yeah, Ricardo, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
If you're going to put Ricardo, you might as well put Castagne in there as well.
No, not at this point for Castagne, I don't think.
Okay, Ricardo's been injured for a year.
We've got too many now.
Ricardo
come in strong this season.
Fair.
Anyone else that we might be forgetting?
Would you put Zinchenko in there?
Bellerin for the bands.
Did you see the way Mark just looked at me?
Bellerin doesn't play for Arsenal anymore. So.
Oh, I know. What a shame.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm just looking at the table. I think that's...
All right, let's start getting rid of some people.
If we miss anyone out, then hit us up in the comments.
Who's top out of Robertson and Trent?
Should we do it?
Let's remove him first.
Should we get five and then order it?
Yeah. So we'll remove
him. All right, so who's the first one? I'll read them out and then... Robertson, Trent, Shaw, Tierney, James, Cancelo, Walker, Amaro Wan-Bissaka, Digne, Soufal, Creswell, it's Ricardo, Creswell.
I think Creswell's got to go.
Yeah, Creswell can go.
And Reguilón.
Yeah.
I think he's quality, by the way. But I think Soufal can go. Okay. despite thinking he's quality.
Yeah, because of the list that we've got.
Which simply because of the quality, exactly.
Digne as well.
Digne as well, yeah. No,
I did like him. But
personally, I really like Digne. Yeah, I don't know whether he will make the five, but let's just hold
on. I think he goes.
I think he definitely deserves to stay till we are sure he's
going to. I'm taking Cancelo out.
I would have kept Soufal ahead of Digne then.
I'm not convinced.
No.
I think Digne goes. He's not going to get in top five, so he goes, mate. We have got to be ruthless about it.
Cool. Right, we're being ruthless. Cancelo
goes for me.
And Cancelo. I don't think Cancelo is going to make top five, so he goes.
Yeah,
as well.
I think he goes, wow, personally.
Okay. Cancelo's quality, yeah. I like him as a player, but he's
I think
not
he's better than Walker.
No, I think Walker's better than him. No, I definitely got Walker ahead. Walker starts ahead of him. Cancelo has to be moved out of position like Trent did.
Okay.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm joking. So, all right, cool. What we got left?
Robertson, Trent, Shaw, Tierney, James, Walker, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and Ricardo.
Oh, that's
I would take Ricardo out.
Yeah.
And I'll take Reece James out.
No.
It's a top five list, isn't it?
At this moment in time.
You have to be ruthless. It's a top five list, isn't it?
Oh. Because I do like Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
So now we can start. Let's start to do like a top
five. We've got six. We need one more.
I think we can take out Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Who's left? Wan-Bissaka, Walker, Tierney, Shaw.
Take out Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah, Wan-Bissaka. Yeah, I'll take Wan-Bissaka out.
Listen, people aren't going to like this, but it's Tierney or Wan-Bissaka for me.
I think Tierney, man.
I think Wan-Bissaka goes out, man.
Don't let club affiliation.
No, like, Tierney's much better than Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
I think
But this is the thing. He's great going forward, and Aaron Wan-Bissaka doesn't have.
Yeah,
he's and very that's an good defensively.
That's a fundamental
really
part of being a fullback's game, isn't it?
Because Tierney can defend and can go forward. Aaron
I think he's more important.
He's been struggling, but I know that's not his fault.
No, but I forgot what I was going to say.
All right, so that's our. I think you take Wan-Bissaka. Right? That's our top
five. I don't agree.
All right, so number one, I think.
I'm not going to write his name.
Without doubt, number one is Roberts.
Yeah, I agree.
For me, number one is Trent.
I think they're both strong. Trent is strong in attack, yeah? Very, very strong.
I like Robertson.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Probably one of the best in the world, yeah? So, Robertson is not too far behind him in attack. And Robertson could do both sides better.
Yeah, but, no, I hear that.
So I'll definitely go Robertson.
One thing I'm not saying you've said it, but I just, in general, I think it's a really lazy narrative. People who say Trent can't defend. It's not his strong point, but the boy can defend.
Just recently.
I would 100% Robertson.
Yeah, then I'm outnumbered, so Robertson it is. This is how we do it.
Who are you saying, Robertson or Trent?
I'm going for Robertson. Oh my
God. And number two, in that case, I guess Trent goes second.
It would be Trent for me because Trent was my number one.
Yeah, it's Trent for me too.
Then we've got Shaw, Tierney, and Walker. I'll go Shaw third because he's
Shaw in the past 2 years has impressed me more than I thought he. He's played actually to a level that I didn't think he was capable of, and that's testament to, I'm not really sure, to him, I guess, and to United for getting
so
out
I'm
of
guessing because of the way we struggled, it was Walker, Tierney.
Yeah, Walker and then Tierney.
I'm sad I remember Saka's not in here.
Get just for the record, I'll have it known that my top five would include Soufal.
All right, just
mine would include
for the record. Who would Soufal replace in our
Tierney.
Top five now?
Probably Tierney, to be honest.
That's crazy. Mine shouts better. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, mate.
I watched
West Ham. You'll see it, honestly. Another season.
He's
the new Zabaleta to me. He's mad.
That's a really good comparison.
He's strong on both sides. But yeah, you'll see.
Okay, centre backs.
This is going to be difficult. So, obviously, the easy ones.
Van Dijk,
Diaz, and Varane are definite.
Varane's not even played yet.
He's one of the best defenders of his generation. You have to put him in.
Are we not going to put
Ronaldo in there?
No, 100% Premier League.
Yeah, but he's not played yet.
No, but he's one of the best defenders in the world.
Mm. No, I know he is, but.
Yeah, but he's a Premier League player. I think that's what we've got.
Yeah.
I guess.
100% he's on this list.
Okay.
And Diaz as well, yeah?
I think Maguire has to go in.
I think we have to put Matip as well.
Yeah, we'll keep going. Just keep chucking about. Maguire's a good shout.
Are we done already?
No.
John Stones.
Rudiger.
Rudiger, definitely.
Great shout. 100%. Great shout.
I'll put Thiago Silva in there as well.
Yeah.
And Christensen.
Yeah,
I can't spell that.
Just whatever. Just write it the best way you can.
Christensen.
Do it.
You got issues with spelling, bro.
Oh, man, it's just a long word, man.
Do we go for like a Mings like or a Conser?
No. Just call him Chris. No.
Whatever, man. No. You're right in it. I don't care.
Or like a Connor Cody.
I'll put Fofana up there.
Yeah, Fofana. Yeah, he did have
What, you can't spell Fofana?
Oh, my God. I keep saying his name wrong.
Fofana. Well, would you not put Fofana?
I spell it. Evans.
Oh, yeah, Evans. Definitely has to go in there.
Mark Hayes.
Last time we did this,
where we did the top players outside of the top six, yeah. And I said Evans, he goes, Evans is coming off the list straight away.
No, I'm just thinking, you know when you get to the end and you're listing players and man are saying like, I just heard someone say Connor Cody.
Wow.
And I'm just here like,
No.
Like, what is this?
And she's Tyra Mings as well, bro. No way.
Should we throw them in there?
Well, they do play for England.
I think the players at the end are the players we're going to be taking off first.
Oh, what about Stones? Did we put Stones?
I've already put Stones.
Okay. Would you put Laporte up there?
Oh yeah.
You know what? He's deserving to be.
I mean, if someone, yeah, if she's sat in Tyra Mings and Connor Cody, I think.
Yeah, just don't say Ake, please.
I'm gonna say Gabriel.
No.
I'll put Gabriel in there. I mean, if you want Connor Cody in there, you're saying no about Gabriel.
I'm sorry, no.
Have some shame, man. Put him down.
Mark's like one off the list.
We're putting him down for the sake.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, looking at, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, Lewis Dunk.
Ben White.
Yeah. All right. So who's the first one off?
Adam Webster. Yeah. I guess.
No,
so.
No. Tarkowski. I would take.
No, I'm not putting Tarkowski in there.
Eric Dier.
Wow. No.
Shall we just end this now?
No.
Yeah. With his massive cement head, bro.
Wait. What's happening?
Comeback season,
isn't it? She said Eric Dier. You know.
So how many have we got there? And
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I 13. Think Gabriel.
13. So 8 have got a call.
Gabriel
goes, yeah.
Who's Evans the one above?
Johnny Evans.
Yeah,
goes,
Evans.
Fofana goes. I like him, but it's not.
Christensen
not yet.
I think for Christensen me goes. Who's the one above him? What's Silver. That say? Oh, Silver. Silver.
Keep Silver for a second.
Oh, yeah. Who's that at the bottom?
I think
Laporte. Laporte goes.
I don't know.
I want to put him top five.
John Stones is fit now, so I'll be honest, he loses his place in that City team.
I watched Laporte in that Spain team, and
not
no, but that Spain coach was on some mad stuff because he was playing him at right centre back, and that's almost a bit unfair.
Yeah. I mean, can we just be done with it and put VVD as number one because he is number one?
We'll get to that anyway.
We'll get somewhere.
We got Van Dijk, Varane, Diaz, Maguire, Matip, Stones, Rudiger, and Silva.
I think all right,
Silva, Maguire go.
Maguire.
Top five. If I'm going top five, I want to put Maguire's top five.
Maguire has improved a lot.
Yeah, I mean, still, but
like, you know, I think they're better centre backs there. So guarantee, all right, let's say guarantee VVD, Diaz, and Varane are in the list.
Yeah, guarantee. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know and then there's two more. I'll put Rudiger there and
Rudiger, I would as well. He's got to be
I'll put Stones over Rudiger.
I'll put Rudiger and Stones. Yeah, top five. That's top five for me.
So Matip and Silva go.
Yeah, Matip. Yeah.
Maguire.
Maguire goes, Matip goes, Silva goes. That's my opinion.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mark? I think Maguire's improved a lot, man.
Fine, look, hold on, because I'm getting really confused because the names are still
on. So Van Dijk number one.
So Van, VVD, yeah?
Oh, Virgil.
I'll put Varane number two.
I love that guy so much.
Yeah, yeah, and Diaz. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so now I can, because I was getting mad confused. All right, so we got.
I'll put Rudiger number 400%.
I'm not putting Stones.
I'd put Stones above Rudiger.
I really rate Rudiger, but I think he's protected more than every other centre back on this list because of the system Chelsea
for
play.
For me, it's Rudiger. But
he had a massive improvement last season.
It never worked for him in a two at Chelsea. Yeah, never.
And
never
he worked for him in a two. The reason last season after two.
For me, it's
in.
Rudiger than Maguire.
No, I'm not putting Maguire in the top five now.
That for me is the list.
But I think I love him, but I think if we want to try and get a move on with this, I think take out
Matip.
I would take out Matip, and I would have Thiago Silva over Rudiger.
Would you guys?
I'd have Stones and Silva over Rudiger.
I think Rudiger gets in top five.
No, because Rudiger only improved massive improvement after Tuchel came in.
For me, Maguire's in that top five.
He is.
I'm being honest.
It took me a long time
to just admit to myself that the guy is a good centre back.
I'm going to be honest.
All right, you guys can put Maguire in.
For me, I still think it's not worth 80 million. But anyway,
all right. Do we all agree John Stones gets in?
I don't personally think Stones, for me,
it's Stones and Maguire.
Yeah. I think Rudiger and Maguire.
And Stones and Silva are like
Stones and Maguire. What are you saying?
I'm saying Rudiger than Maguire.
I would have said Rudiger and John Stone. But all right, we have to come in agreement.
Yeah, no, so but what's Mark's?
Yeah, you just cut him off. I think go Maguire then, because numbers.
Three people said Maguire.
I don't know about four, but just have him there, and he'll be four or five depending on.
It is hard though, because these are all good players.
Well, so no one has said Thiago Silva, so he has to go.
Cool. I
mean, to be honest, Thiago Silva.
All right, cool.
Oh, did you say Thiago Silva? You said
I said I'd take him over Rudiger.
Yeah, same. I said that.
But you're one person.
I said.
You said Stones and Maguire just now.
No, I said. It's Stones and Silva, like Stones and Silva are interchangeable.
Yeah, he said
for me.
Over Rudiger. Yeah,
yeah, over Rudiger.
Because for me, Silva, he was good from like the minute he came in. Whereas, like Julius said, Rudiger before he did struggle, didn't
he? Yeah. It was only when Tuchel came in.
All right, so when Tuchel came in, he's been the best performing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
So
I think
he
agrees.
But no, with what Mark was saying, he's the most protected in the league. Because they play back three.
Yeah, but I mean,
and who's in that back three? Thiago Silva.
The best. The point of a good manager is someone who gets the best out of their players. He's getting a high performing Rudiger. All right, cool. I'm ready to let go of this Rudiger thing, but I would have definitely put him, just for the record.
He's nailed down, he's one of the first names on that Germany team sheet. He's done that through his performances in the Premier League. Now I'm with you, Abdi. I think he's a really good centre back. And maybe he would be six on my list.
Okay, who are we going? Is it Stones, Silva?
Should we go Silva then Maguire then? Is that fair?
This is yeah, I know, this is tough.
I think Maguire should go fourth. Because three of us...
All right, Maguire goes fourth then. Just for the record, he wouldn't be in my top five. Okay. So is it Stones, Silva? Stones, Silva, because you don't want Rudiger in.
No, for me it's Stones, Silva, Rudiger.
So choose between Stones and Silva. I don't care about your order.
I already told you.
So Stones, yeah?
That's my
All right, then. Who are you saying? Stones or Silva?
Silva.
Stones or Silva? So Thiago Silva goes in then.
My boy.
Junior, you're such a... Honestly, you manipulate the whole situation.
Right, next. This is too fun. Next.
So we'll go midfielders.
All right, midfielders. So obviously you have to go with...
KDB.
So this is central place. Central players, and they can be defensive, i.e. like Kante, Fabinho.
So I think we go like Rodri as well.
He's the second player you think of when you think central, yeah.
Because only because KDB.
Well, basically everyone in Man City is midfield. Basically, what you're saying
Kante
has to be in there, man.
Kovacic for me, right? Kovacic and Jorginho.
Wait, hold on.
Sorry. Everyone chill, because we're going to end up having that.
Kante has to be in there. So. Man City's midfield, so we'll go with...
I've already put Gundogan as well.
Would you put...
Fabinho. And
Fabinho
Jordan
goes
Henderson.
In.
Yep.
All right, whatever. I'll put Thomas Partey in.
No, you can't admit that Jordan Henderson has...
It wouldn't be first off the top of my...
No, it's not first. I'm just thinking of like teams and names.
He's got to be in there.
So I'll put Thomas Partey in there.
Bro, what the hell is that last word you just wrote?
Junior's writing is shambolic, bro.
Oh, no.
Is that an F or a bracket? Yeah, that's
I thought that was your signature. Just bare scribbles.
The viewers can't, the listeners can't even view. So I don't know why you're talking.
For the
about
listeners,
it.
Junior's writing is horrific.
all right, let's.
Hoybier.
Wait, are
in
we
the conversation? If Hoybier is in this conversation, we have to stop this podcast.
Okay. Wait, is Partey going on the list?
Put him on the list.
Yeah, put him on the list.
I'm sorry, if Partey's on the list, then Hoybier's on the list. Sorry.
That's fair to say.
I'm not having a bricklayer on
In terms
list,
of performances in the Prem.
Oh my God, that is awful. What's the scribbles bit?
All right, let's move on. All
right, have you spelled that right?
Whatever.
Can you just stop, bruv? Jorginho, did you put him on?
Yeah.
And you put Kovacic on there as well, yeah?
No.
He can't get into the Chelsea team.
No, Kovacic is
I think he's one of the...
No, I don't think he's
he
like...
He can be one of the ones you take
I
off.
I don't think he's like...
Yeah, he will.
Madison.
Yeah, Madders, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Madders. Did you put...
Kante is there, right?
Yeah. Tielemans.
What about Ndidi?
Yeah, Ndidi, definitely.
Stop vomiting, man.
Nah, you just said Tielemans.
That is disgusting on the micro... And I can hear it in my headphones, man. Stop.
Ndidi. Pogba.
Yeah. I was going to get to him.
Bruno Fernandes. Oh my goodness. Fred, I'm joking.
Did you put Ndidi on it?
Yes, I said Ndidi earlier.
Indeed he did. Ndidi.
Go home, bro.
Come on.
Oh God. You lot are losers, bro. Mark just pointed out that like, good one. No, Junior, sorry.
Mark pointed at himself.
I just pointed out.
What about Declan Rice?
Yeah. No, 100%.
Oh, Calvin Phillips.
Phillips, yeah, England player of the year, actually just got that. Calvin Phillips,
fair
play as well. We're missing people.
Yeah,
yeah.
I put Fernandinho on the list.
What?
Fernandinho.
Oh yeah, he's got. Yeah.
Hey, if certain men are getting on there, Fernandinho is.
You mean certain man meaning Partey? As
no,
well?
I mean Rice.
Now come on, Declan Rice is a baller.
Do we want to give Ward-Prowse a little shout? No. He's not going to be there, but sorry. Some of the names on this list are so cheeky that he's got to go in there.
He can be in the streets when I forget.
What's the Villa one? The one who runs up and down.
Douglas
Luiz.
No.
I said the one who runs up and down.
Oh, Scottish McGinn.
Man. McGinn, that's it.
This list is so long. We're missing someone.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm trying to think, is it... No, we've done Man United.
Decore deserves a little mention, in my opinion.
Sorry. I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Brother.
Who said... No.
Wait. You said Decore, bro.
Yeah, I think...
For what?
Because we're mentioning... Bro, there's a couple
this
of men on
top
here
level.
Just like...
This is the top level. That's why stuff like Rice and Phillips, I'm not having it. No, right. I'm judging Partey on him as a player, not his time at Arsenal.
Yeah, but
he's
that
been
doesn't count,
injury
though,
riddled and all that stuff. In
about, so. I thought the a lot of the preference on this was about judging them on what's.
So why
what's
did we put Varane in
for most of the season?
That was your argument.
there's no backbone here, bro.
I didn't know. You got me.
If you saw the change in his face, he's like, oh, damn. That was you, though. Yeah. All right,
shall we just stop?
Yeah, why not?
No, but we're missing someone.
We'll figure it out, okay. But let's start narrowing this down.
All right, so no bias. Get Højbjerg off this list right now.
No, he's not the first one off. I'm sorry.
I think
no
we can take
way.
Off James
well, he's not gonna, it doesn't matter about
exactly.
Who's first or what.
James
they're not going to get in the
James
top five. James Ward-Prowse can go then.
Take McGinn off as well.
Take McGinn.
Yeah, exactly. About
even, right, calm down.
Partey is not going to be in the top five, so he can go as well.
Literally in my ear.
All right, Højbjerg can go now. Bye, Højbjerg.
All right. Who do you want to class as the untouchables?
I think KDB,
Fernandes,
Kante
Pogba
is untouchable,
and Bruno and Kante.
Yeah. For me, Fabinho is untouchable.
So no, number one in my list. Is Kante, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Kante.
So, and then we can scrub off half this list.
Yeah, no, let's keep going through and go
so
through
Rodri
the names.
All right, so I'll go through the names and then you just say off the list.
Okay. Yeah.
Fernandinho.
Yeah, take off. Abdi, that was cheeky of you. Donny's almost 40.
Yeah,
he's a big man for Fabinho, though, isn't it?
Rice.
Off
this list, get this Rice guy out. Get this Tielemans guy out of here.
Indeed, but he has to come off.
Yeah, he's not going to make him top five, so
Bruno.
Keep.
Get him off this list, bro.
No, you're chatting nonsense.
No, he's not nice.
Yeah,
not
leave him there. Leave him there.
Pogba.
Yeah.
Pogba's there.
Tielemans.
Off.
Get him off.
Wait, well, you were the one that said Tielemans.
I didn't
I can't
say Tielemans.
Believe it.
Are you crazy?
I did.
Me.
I said Tielemans.
You're attributing Tielemans to me.
Madison.
Do not slander my name like that. Yeah, he's not going to get in top five, so he can go.
That was, okay. Fabinho.
Yeah, get him. I'm joking. No, he stays.
Definitely.
Jordan Henderson.
Henderson can go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jorginho.
Yeah, he's not going to make top five, so you can go.
You've got player of the... Well.
Kante stays. Gundogan.
Goes.
No.
Keep him for the moment.
Rodri.
Get Rodri out, yeah.
Get Rodri out, yeah.
I don't even...
All right, so now we have the untouchables here, yeah?
So KDB...
So Gundogan's gone.
Six.
No. Kante is definitely on the list. Let's start numbering it.
Gundogan's not gone.
Yeah, but he should be.
Wait. Kante is number one. Do we agree?
Yep.
I don't know if it's as easy as just saying he's outright number one. I'd agree that he's
on KDB is one and two.
Yeah? Yeah.
But
right,
for
it
me,
has to be KDB,
no,
yeah.
Kante is a legacy midfielder. He's an all timer. Kante is an all timer.
I love Kante. Though. He is unbelievable.
Well, all right, who has more worst games, KDB or Kante? And then there you go. There's your answer.
It depends what you. No, like, no. What's the
one
bad game
is,
for?
One is a fake Trent, and one is one of the best of all time in his position. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Just
him a lot worse.
Solely because of that comment, Kante as number one right now.
Even outside of my bias, Kante has to go number one.
No, I can hear that. I can take that.
All right, so Kante is number one,
and then we'll give Seb Larsson number two.
I can't take this guy seriously.
So Kante one, KDB two.
So then we've got Pogba, Bruno, Gundogan, and Fabinho.
I'll go Pogba third.
Pogba third.
And then I'll go Fabinho fourth.
I wonder so what wait, the hold listeners on, are on, thinking right now.
I think
so people are going to be screaming that we're not even giving Bruno a fair
He's not in my top five. I would put Gundogan ahead of him.
No, yeah, don't. No,
I think that's ridiculous.
No, I'm not having this. All right, cool. So you've Ronaldo's here, yeah? This guy's effectiveness will go down 75%.
Well, we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you, this guy is hot skip jump fraud. He plays in a chaotic style. This terrorist, I'm not having him in the team, bruv. Would you put Osama Bin Laden in the team? I'm not having him, bro.
You're a madman.
No.
Those are the views of Abdi.
I'm not having this guy, bro.
No, listen. No, Bruno has to be in the top five.
No, Fabinho's fourth and Gundogan's number five.
Yeah. Hop, skip, fraud.
No, I'm not having it, bro. What? Because you take penalties and you play like a terrorist.
You can't deny the output.
Yeah, the output's ridiculous.
It's mad.
28 goals. 70% are penalties.
No, can any of your midfielders do that?
But the assists as well.
None of my. I'm not asking for my midfielders to go in there, bro.
But the.
No, I'm telling you, I'm sticking with it. I'm going with Fabinho fourth, and I'm going Gundogan five.
No, it has to.
Gundogan had a great year last year. Bruno, he was in the conversation for player of the year.
Bruno's in the top five. I'm going to be honest.
I'm not having Bruno in the top five.
He has to be
fourth, no. And then Fabinho.
I think it's hard to compare.
I would put Fabinho above Bruno, but Bruno has to be in the top five.
It's so hard because they're completely different players. Yeah, so it's like, what are we judging this on now? In terms of who goes fourth and who goes fifth.
Yeah, I guess so. But the thing is, he's a centre midfielder. It doesn't matter about what role
he
plays.
We could have split it.
No, that's essentially not necessarily true, because Fabinho is so effective in his role.
I'm not down
but
Fabinho
he doesn't
gets
get goals and assists.
So goals and assists aren't everything, is it?
No, but for Bruno, it is.
Yeah, it's
that's
true.
What we. That's what we like.
All right, so who has the most wayward passes?
Oh, my God.
Who has the most... Who plays with the most terrorism?
I would say Fabinho, Bruno. Me. But Bruno has to be top five.
All right, you guys can say Bruno.
I can't compare the two. They're different.
You can't. I would say Fabinho is one of our most important players.
Yeah, I agree.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
But we all agreed that Kante goes in ahead of KDB. So... Yeah, they're completely different players as well. We've got to make this judgment.
Yeah, but you made such a good case that it's just so hard to say no.
Bruv, did I not make a good enough case for Bruno not being in?
No.
Your case was appalling.
No. No. You're going to have United fans on to you.
Yeah.
I don't care, bro. Come on. It's the truth.
Listen, for me, Fabinho, Bruno. But I know Man United fans are screaming that Bruno isn't higher up on the list.
Well, they've got two players.
They'll be screaming
two players
every time
in the
he
top
kicks
five.
The ball out of play this season.
I'm not fast.
No, let me. You know what? Let me jump on. Let's be honest. They're lucky to have two players in this top five, considering they've done sweet F all for the past 3 or 4 years.
Whoa!
It's
fair.
Exactly. Yeah, isn't it?
It's fair.
Mark said, "Bring the smoke. We don't care."
It is sweet F all. I love it.
All right. So okay. Cool.
Fabinho, Bruno,
and a very very harsh. Goodbye to Gundogan. We can say that, but he had a really good year last year.
I'm with you, Ilkay.
Saying he's your boy, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so this is probably where it's going to get difficult. Wingers.
Oh, this all right, is so hard.
Son, Salah,
Mane, Sterling.
Mane, yeah?
Mane. Man can't listen, bro.
Sterling.
Saka.
Saka.
Don't even dare, Tanya.
Tanya, you...
No, he's got to be in there, definitely.
Mahrez.
Mahrez, yeah, 100%.
I'm watching you, you know.
Grealish.
Grealish.
Sanchez.
Rashford. Harvey Barnes. Oh, wait, is Rashford more of a striker?
Barnes, Rashford, Sancho.
Rashford.
He plays in the wide position, so he has to be considered. Yeah. All right, are we counting Ronaldo as a winger?
No, he'll come in as a striker. Right.
We're definitely forgetting people. Pepe?
Oh, no, it's not.
Jota. Are we counting Jota as
a striker? Yeah, Jota gets in.
We've missed out everyone from Chelsea here. What are we counting Havertz as?
Havertz, I've given. Ooh.
What about Mount?
Havertz should have been in the conversation for midfielders.
Havertz should have been in the.
What about Mason Mount?
Oh my god. Mason Mount should have been in the conversation for midfielders.
Oh my god.
Sorry, we apologise to Chelsea, but he would have made it to the top five. He wouldn't have made it to top five.
No. We've owned up. We apologise.
We apologise to Chelsea. It was a Mason Mount. Mason Mount and Havertz should have been in that conversation.
Yeah. Alright.
Damn. I knew he was forget. I just said
you did. Would you put Pulisic in there?
Yeah, I would actually.
Would have put Pulisic personally. Think West Ham. Right, no.
Bowen.
Bowen.
No. This is the elite.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'll put Barnes.
I think anyone that we add next is just going to go.
Oh, we're missing someone.
Wait, are we? I didn't have. No, Havertz was in the mid.
Mm.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Yeah, I think we're right.
Are we counting Timo Werner?
I don't think he wouldn't get in my wingers list. He wouldn't get in my forwards list. He wouldn't even get on my bench list, bro. Oh, this guy.
Or we can do like top five bench.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so. But like, you have to actually qualify as a footballer to get that.
So that counts, Cedric out.
Somebody.
Bernardo Silva.
Yeah. Actually.
And Ferran Torres as well.
Ferran Torres.
Wait, but okay.
He's a winger by trade, but so I'll give it to him.
Who was the first one?
Bernardo Silva.
And I think we're cool.
We're good with that.
With where we've hit there.
We're missing someone.
We might be missing. Like, there's people like Leon Bailey who we haven't seen play in the league. And players who we could mention, but they're just going to get taken off.
That's true.
So
Sam Maximin.
Yeah. ASM.
I think we should. Can we?
Well, Salah and Mane are given, aren't they?
No. We'll take off players first.
Yeah. Let's just.
Okay.
So I just put him on, but Sam Maximin.
Yeah.
And I think Ziyech as well.
Yeah. Pulisic for me comes off.
Yeah, okay.
Torres. Ferran Torres, yeah, we can get him off. Bernardo can stay for now.
Barnes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's actually on Barnes. He's not had a great start. I know he was just come off the back of a long-term injury, but he's not had a great start to this
John.
John.
Oh.
John.
Yeah. Jota can stay for now.
Shall we remove Sancho? Is that being too harsh?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah, I think we can take him off. I think I'm a bit.
For now,
keep him. But who else have we got?
Okay, so we've got Son, Salah, Mane, Sterling, Saka, Mahrez, Grealish, Sancho, Rashford, Jota.
I'm all right with Saka going. Saka could go.
This is probably going to be the hardest part.
This is going to be really. All right,
Saka can go because, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm saying honestly because look at the quality in the list. Bro.
Yeah, and I'm going to be brutally honest again because as you've just said, this isn't. Like us saying these are. Thank you, Ty. That's a perfect way to say it. So I'm saying Rashford can go.
Yeah, Rashford can go as well.
Really? We're just happy to take off Rashford.
Can I take off Sancho?
Yeah, and Bernardo can go as well.
Oh, Rashford.
All right, okay. Now this is the business.
Now we're in. Okay, so definitely 100%.
Son, Salah, Mane, Sterling, Mahrez, Grealish, Jota.
Jota should go.
Jota can go, yeah.
Staying for me.
Yeah, those first four are definitely in. Son, Salah,
so
Mane,
between Mahrez and Grealish.
It's between Mahrez and Grealish, and I'm going Mahrez.
I'm going Grealish to keep.
I'm going Grealish.
I'm going.
It has to be Mahrez. Mahrez.
No. But the thing with Mahrez is that he's so good. But what I've noticed with Mahrez is that it comes in patches, and for a player of that quality, it shouldn't. It should be every week.
Grealish isn't there.
If you think about it, last season, they both had amazing seasons. Yeah, Grealish has probably had.
Mahrez
had
an
yet.
Amazing season.
Mate, he stood up in the big games, the Champions League semi-final, scored both legs.
Yeah.
Mahrez had big performances against top teams.
But you're talking about standing up in the big games, so the final?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for him, man. He was against Chelsea, bro.
But
Champions League is a hard tournament.
Like, where was Jack Grealish in the Champions League final?
He was at Villa, big man.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I think Grealish carried Villa.
Yeah.
For both seasons.
I put Mahrez up there with top wingers in the Premier League history because of what he's done in the last 5 years.
This isn't disputing that at all, but so it's current.
Mahrez has a lot in his locker in terms of past accolades.
So does Grealish.
I mean, accolades though, like consistency over the last couple of years.
He has carried Villa and you have to say he's contributed to them. Mahrez
carried Leicester for 2 years, bro.
No, I think your argument's fair. I honestly think it's fair, but someone has to go.
I would say, I'm saying Mahrez. What are you saying?
I'm saying
Grealish.
You're saying Mahrez goes.
No, Mahrez stays.
Mahrez stays.
I'd side with Grealish.
Grealish?
I would. I'm saying Grealish stays, and that's just again, we're talking about a guy who's quality here in Mahrez, but Grealish has come in and played every single minute pretty much for City this season, and Mahrez is still an in and out player for Pep, and that's just simple
it's
reality.
It's fine margins.
It's fine margins, but Mahrez has not been able to hold down a spot in that City team consistently. Despite being how good he is. And I know there's a lot of competition there. And I know he's older, but he's been there for years now.
I just think he's going to cry.
Mahrez has been player of the year, mate. So
at Leicester.
Yeah.
Mate, this is going to be PFA interesting now, ranking the year, these.
All right. Well, okay. We'll go Grealish then.
Because I'm torn with...
So, all right, cool. Now we get... So Salah's number one, 100%.
But this is where I'm stuck between Mane and Son.
Son number two.
Now, I'm just going to be honest, Son goes at two.
Salah number one.
I really think
I think Son goes
And it's honestly, hard, though, so honestly, hard. Even me, who once said Mane was the best player in the Premier League, I think Sterling goes number three.
Yeah, no, no. Listen, I was going to say this earlier because we had this chat before.
No, I haven't.
Let him finish.
All I said was I was going to say this earlier. Like, I didn't actually say what I was going to say. Tanya's like, no way. I just think it took me a while to comprehend and admit to myself that Mane it's clear to see he's not the player he was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's so clear to see. Mm. It took me a while to admit to myself, even when we had this chat a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. He's still enough to be definitely
still
in the top five.
I'm not disputing his quality, but it's not the
Mane. So Sterling,
I really think his prime has come and gone, and it's a shame. But we'll still see a big season from Mane. But I'd be happy to put Sterling.
So Salah number one. Honestly, I'm leaning towards Sterling number two. Actually,
no.
Instead of Son.
Son has to be number two.
I do think Son goes at two.
All right, fair enough.
He's one of the most clinical wingers in the league.
All right, so Salah, Son, Sterling number three.
Are we all agreeing?
Yeah, I
can definitely agree.
And then I think we go Mane number Mane number four.
Oh yeah.
And then Grealish number five.
That was easy.
Yeah, well, I mean it wasn't easy getting to that though.
Yeah, that was going to be the hardest.
It was like a five, bro.
Again, apologies if
we've forgotten anymore.
If we miss players and you're just screaming at us through your headphones, but
Harry Kane.
Oh yeah.
This is the last one, right?
Yeah.
Strikers. Cool. Strikers.
Ronaldo.
Aubameyang.
Lukaku.
Ronaldo.
Lukaku.
Vardy. Wow, Lakuka.
Lukaku. Don't do that.
Vardy,
yeah.
Danny Ings.
Yep, Ings. Calvert-Lewin, I guess he has to go in there.
See how no one suggested it except the hate.
Antonio, for how he started the season, he's not going to stay, but he just deserves a mention. We put Bobby Firmino there. We'll take him off, don't worry. But we'll put him in there just as part of the
I thought he was going like the DM.
That's such a waste.
You see how everyone thought he was going to say something serious.
Who we got? Come on, that's his name.
Patrick Bamford.
Oh yeah, Bamford.
Where does Richarlison fit into all of this?
No, I know.
Trust me, I know. Trust me.
No, it's not an agenda, it's the facts.
Cool.
But wait, can we bring Rashford in again?
Cavani.
Oh yeah. Cavani Junior.
No, Rashford, if we put him in that category, that's him.
What about
Greenwood?
Martial. Greenwood.
Definitely. No, don't
do
that.
I'm joking.
Don't do that. I was going to mention him for wingers, and I was like, I'm just not even going to mention this.
I think
Iheanacho
that's a good list.
Iheanacho or not?
Yeah, put Iheanacho in.
I thought about Iheanacho.
Yeah, put him in.
Yeah, and I think we're...
Then we're good, yeah. What is that, by the way? Is that my ear?
No. they're doing work outside. Okay, so Isaiah.
Well, I mean, unless you can think of anyone else.
I'll just read out.
Kane, Aubameyang, Lukaku, Cristiano Ronaldo, Vardy, Ings, DCL, Antonio, Firmino, Bamford, Cavani, Greenwood, Iheanacho.
And Ketia?
You're a funny guy. Danny Welbeck.
Oh, my days. Mope?
Love
it. Well, I think it's obviously Kane, Ronaldo, Lukaku. They're the top three.
And Vardy,
so they have to stay.
Okay. Hold on. Let's take people off then.
Bamford should go off.
Yeah, Bamford should go
off. Take off Bobby.
And Antonio as well.
Yeah, DCL, see you later.
No.
Keep him on just for the moment.
I don't think he goes straight away.
Iheanacho goes before DCL goes.
Yeah, exactly. Man rubbed off. You better write a DCL off and then rub him off now.
No.
He's not going in this waste of time.
I think Cavani
off as well, yeah.
I think Greenwood goes as well.
Hold on.
I think Greenwood just hold on to that thought.
Oh, wait. Ings goes off.
No.
It's hard for me to take a
thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right,
so now
we talk about the untouchables.
Right.
Kane is untouchable.
Kane, Lukaku and Ronaldo.
Ronaldo are untouchable.
What about Aubameyang? He's still got to be in there.
He goes for me. I'm going to be honest. He goes for me,
but I'm happy with, if he goes. It doesn't matter. Yeah. All right, no.
I would put
Aubameyang fifth in it.
He does have credit in the bank,
and
Aubameyang.
It's just because we have a stupid manager.
Yeah, I'd have put Aubameyang.
I mean, a manager doesn't run on...
You see the U-turn? A week ago, he was Chuckle Brother.
No, he is a Chuckle Brother.
No, the manager doesn't... I know it's part to do with the manager, but there's also, just like I've accepted with Mane, is that he's just maybe not the player he was.
But I would take off Ings and Greenwood before Aubameyang.
Same.
I think Greenwood stays over about... He's proven it.
There's not enough data to go off. I think Greenwood, he's a top player, and he probably will be top of the list in a couple of years, or no? You never know. Like, he could explode. And I think he'll have a good season this year. He'll score a lot of goals. And he's a top finisher. But I don't think there's enough, like, in terms of track record, Obba's done way more.
The thing with Aubameyang is he is someone, like, if you didn't have any strikers, let's say, you would still pick him out as a player you'd want in your
team. Right, if Aubameyang was playing for Man City...
What does that mean? If you didn't have any strikers, right, you'd pick Aubameyang.
That is so wrong.
That is so rude, you know.
That is so rude.
He'd be a last resort.
Disrespectful to Aubameyang.
Oh, if I could choose between a goalkeeper or Aubameyang, I'd take Aubameyang.
No,
is that meant to be a compliment?
A Man City, for example, I think they'd take a Aubameyang.
Of course, man. I think what if Man City, if he played for Man City or Liverpool,
yeah,
I think Liverpool would take Aubameyang as well.
He scored potloads of goals.
No, he would score goals. That's the thing. He's got credit in the bank for me.
All right, okay. So we'll just start. We'll start listing.
I think Ings goes before Greenwood.
I think we take Ings off the list.
Vardy's in the list as well.
So I'm saying Ings goes first before Greenwood.
I think Greenwood does have to come off.
So, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Ings would.
Would
come
you put
off
Mark? Would
Greenwood.
You put him in your top five? Greenwood.
I'd put Greenwood as five. Yeah.
So then Ings comes off before Greenwood.
All right, we'll take off Ings because
yeah,
no one.
Yeah, I suppose Ings can come off.
All right, so let's start putting.
So
him
now
in.
We've got six.
So I would put Ronaldo number one.
Yeah, I suppose you have to. He's one of the best players in the world, isn't he? So he has to go number one.
I hope he fails miserably.
Wow. Kane.
Then
obviously.
Kane has to go number two, and then we got Lukaku.
You say
number
Kane
three.
FC?
No, I said Kane. Obviously.
Oh, have you renamed the club?
I mean, it is Kane FC.
The Harry Kane team.
Then I would say Lukaku.
Lukaku has to go
number three, of course.
And
then we go Vard to number four.
I think the beauty of that list of three, is that I think you could ask a lot of people, and it would be in a different order.
Yeah. Now you got. Aubameyang
or Greenwood?
Yeah, it has to be Aubameyang.
Cool. Then I think do what you got to do. I think for me, I don't know. I'm questioning. It's not an agenda, but the Vardy one for me, I'm not too sure.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I like every time I watch United. I've watched them quite a lot this season. I watched a lot of Premier League football this season. Greenwood is the main man, and this is a team of superstars, and Greenwood is the main
Greenwood
man.
Greenwood is a very good player.
I no doubt. Yeah, I think maybe, who knows, at the end of this season, all of this can change. You know, he could just...
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Could be
I'm happy to roll with that.
All right, let's do managers then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's do top five managers.
I was actually done.
No, but this is fun. We're actually getting through.
All right, Tanya.
No, but we're actually getting through it quite quickly, though.
We've got a couple minutes left as well, so...
No, but I have something else to do.
All right, let's just do managers quick then.
Top five managers, yeah.
Right, so, okay. Klopp.
Klopp.
Pep. Tuchel.
Pep.
Tuchel.
Arteta?
No.
Brendan Rodgers.
David
Moyes.
Rodgers, Moyes.
Bielsa.
No.
No, Bielsa.
What?
That's a crime not to even mention his name. Maybe he might not make top
What's
five, but...
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Throw Nuno for the vibes. Rafa, put Rafa in as well.
Rafa. Throw in Graham Potter for the vibes.
Yeah,
we'll take him off.
No,
I'm sorry, I'm not doing vibes. No Nuno, no Potter.
Why not Potter?
Vibes. Hold on. When we did centre mid, your first option was Rodri. That's vibes.
Yeah, that's vibes. FC.
That was a different time.
We are missing.
I was
some.
A different person back then.
It was only 10 minutes ago.
I was a different person then.
Does Oli go in? He has to go in.
Stop that. Why does he have to go in?
What do you mean?
What's he won?
The guy's.
Arteta's won more than Oli.
Oh, come on, guys.
No,
he's got to be in the conversation at least.
He's in the conversation for going on.
Yeah, that conversation is like 1 second. I'm done.
What's your rationale?
Where did they go. Last season.
Well, they lost the Europa League final
and
finished
second.
Fourth. They finished second. I'm thinking of Chelsea who finished fourth.
But that's it.
Second.
Man loves second,
second
place.
Second
finish.
In the league when you're not even near the team in first isn't something to like
write home about.
My United success is outside of Oli.
It's because they have really good
it's
players.
It's true, but if we're putting Bielsa in there and not Oli, that's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no, no.
The job that Bielsa's done with Leeds is actually miraculous.
No, Bielsa just has
his ability as a coach, man.
His ability as a coach.
But what he's done with Leeds as well.
Unbelievable. It took Leeds from.
No, that's
Leeds were in obscurity, man.
20 plus years out of the Prem? 30
yeah,
maybe?
That's true.
Something like that.
Obscurity, basically.
You don't think, yeah, if Man United had the option at the time of signing. Would they have taken Ole or would they have taken Bielsa?
Yeah, they would have taken Bielsa.
All right, okay. Untouchables are Klopp and Pep.
And Tuchel.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where we're at.
I don't know if we, is this
so we got Moyes, Rodgers. I think Rodgers as well.
Yeah.
And honestly, then it's just between Moyes, Bielsa, and Benitez.
We yeah, are missing far, yeah. somebody again.
Great. You keep saying that, but you never come up with a name.
What about Gritty Bruce?
Sean Dyche, that's it, I think Aston Villa's manager deserves a shout.
I'm gonna get up and walk away.
What did you say?
Dean Smith.
Aston Villa's manager.
Smith. I know, what is wrong with you, man?
Bear yeah, vibes. Finishing 10th is amazing.
All right,
yeah,
so number one
Villa?
I think
you
we all
remember they only stayed up because goal line technology fumbled the bag on that day against Sheffield United.
And also Grealish.
Is that what we're gonna say now? Just so, Grealish.
Who are we going number one?
He's not going to get any credit.
Me, no, Dean Smith gets a bit of credit, but he's not. There's no.
Who's number one? Klopp.
Name doesn't even enter this conversation.
It's tight. Well, I mean, I don't Klopp think it's that easy one. To say Klopp number one.
I think
if currently you have to say Pep.
I think if you've taken everything into account, i.e. resources and how they've gone about and how they've done it, and then it's for me, it's
yeah,
Klopp.
Because Klopp signed Van Dijk on a free, didn't he? Massive resources, you know, like
man.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but resources because they sold 140 million worth of Coutinho,
and Klopp's won.
Remember, you signed if it's that easy, you've just signed a centre back for 50 million yourself. So I want to see you win the league and the Champions League.
That's why I'm not putting Arteta in this list.
Even with a competent manager, you won't be anywhere near.
It's Klopp because he's won Champions League, something Pep hasn't been able to do with a much better team and resources.
He has won the Champions League before.
I mean, with Man City, sorry.
Just to clarify to the listeners that we do know that Pep has won the Champions League.
Mm. But that Barca team didn't actually need a manager. They could have just given themselves a team talk.
So why haven't they won it every year?
No, but there's been a massive decline.
All right, so...
So Pep second.
Pep second, then Tuchel number three.
Now is...
I think we can put Brendan. Rodgers.
Rodgers. I mean, yeah, the fifth spot is the tough one.
It's difficult between Bielsa and Benitez. I don't know.
I am giving it to Bielsa. I can't lie.
I would have given it to
that
Rafa.
Doesn't say Rodgers either, but I'm gonna leave it.
I would have given it to Rafa.
Yeah.
I think Rafa's been out. We're not really judging this one on Prem stuff now, are we? Or
I would say
I think Benitez
before Benitez, because the two or three seasons he had at Newcastle, I don't know, didn't they were great for what he was doing.
He spent Moyes 2.5 million in his 3 years.
Oh no,
Newcastle.
We've got to put Moyes in.
David Moyes took a West Ham and now he got relegated.
Moyes,
they were in top four most of
the season. Yeah, I'll go Moyes. Yeah, Moyes. I'm happy with Moyes.
For me.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm happy with Moyes, yeah.
Moyes.
All right, that was fun. Can we, I think a lot of people
you
are going to.
You put up a handwriting now.
As well, but a lot of people are going to get us that we forgot
just say
this. And
justice for Rudiger. Justice for Gundogan. Justice for
Soufal. Mm. Listen, we've all got players we want to give justice to as well.
Okay.
Justice for Greenwood.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and justice for Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
No, you killed it. I'm joking.
So you kept that one to yourself.
No.
I have a who are you? Or who am I? Sorry, who am I?
Oh, these again.
Man said who are you?
Yeah, all right.
Different game, isn't it?
Now let's work together. Let's work together here. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Because Junior likes to come with some obscure.
All right, Junior,
like.
I can't see. Okay.
No, just in case. Because Tanya, a little
he's
cheater.
He's hiding his homework.
All right. Who am I? I nearly said the person's name. All right. Who am I? I've won the Euros, but not the Champions League.
Okay.
I've played with Edison. And I've played in the Premier League.
Yeah, these clues. Those are 65 players, bro.
Those are the three clues.
So he's won the Euros, but not the Champions League. He's played with who did Edison play for before City?
Benfica.
Must be a City player.
I'm pretty sure. I would say he's a City player because City lost the Champions League final, didn't they?
Is it Bernardo Silva?
It is not.
Bernardo Silva went there in the 2016 one.
Who's won the Euros in that City team?
So it could be a Brazilian. Could be a Brazilian.
Who's won the Euros?
Oh, my bad. That's silly.
That sounds like a Tanya.
So I would say he's probably...
Press the Abdi button.
He's probably a Portuguese player or an Italian.
Hold that.
I'm pretty sure, because I don't know of any Italian players that play for Man City. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he's a Portuguese player.
We can't date this back to Spain because, let's be honest, most Spanish players have won the Champions League with Barca or Real.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they won the they won 2008 and 2012 Euros.
Yeah,
so we're thinking 2016 and 2020. I'm thinking Italian or Portuguese.
Or Portuguese, yeah.
Due to time, could you nudge us maybe and say?
I'll give you one more clue.
Cool.
Okay, I'll give you the fourth clue. Did you see that?
No.
Okay, cool. I've played with Arturo Vidal.
Vidal. So
it could be Inter, Barcelona, Bayern Munich.
Bayern, Juventus.
And then, shall I give you the fifth clue?
These aren't good clues, apparently.
Oh, God.
I've won the French league.
Bernardo would have been a good chance, so yeah. Mm.
So we're thinking, so our rationale is that we've got a Portuguese or an Italian who's won the French league and played with Edison. Are we on the right track here?
Potentially.
Did Verratti have played? No, he didn't.
We're on the right track. I think we're on the right track.
A Portuguese player who's won the French league.
No
was
idea.
So you've got, let's think about this. Portuguese, Benfica, won the Euros but not the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I'm thinking someone who was in that Portuguese squad in the
2016.
While Edison was and played with Edison at Benfica.
Is it someone who's not obscure? Is someone who's well known, yeah?
It's well known, yeah.
Oh, he's well known.
Yeah.
I was going to just say Eder. Because I'm pretty sure he was at Benfica and he scored the winner.
He's won the French league.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm forgetting about the French league one.
No clue.
I was about to say Jose Font. What is Edison? He's Brazilian.
He's Brazilian.
Ronaldo Sanchez won it last year.
Oh, well done.
I knew it because I knew the Benfica link as well.
Oh, wait, always get the last one.
Well done, Mark.
Come on.
That was good.
I like that little question there.
Yeah. I'm low-key burning because I didn't get it.
Not low-key.
I know for a fact.
No, because I was thinking, who won the French league recently? Portuguese, and would have played at Benfica a while back with Edison, because Edison was there. And then he won it with Lille last year.
He sort of derailed us by saying, I haven't won the Champions League. He hasn't even been close to winning the Champions League. So
what does that mean?
I was thinking someone who probably lost the Champions League.
I actually don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. So if you say I haven't won the Champions League, my likelihood of thinking is someone who lost the Champions League final.
No, that's not where my mind. That's not where it took me.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, yeah, we done now. Could we get out of this place?
I just have a few quotes. So this one is probably in the heat of the moment, but I don't know. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. I would have liked for him to tell me face to face. You're not for me. Face to face didn't exist, and I don't understand it. It's complicated because it's the first time this has happened to me, and that I've seen this type of behavior. I'm a player who can accept everything, but I would always like it to be explained to me in person, not as if nothing was happening. And if I was 15 years old, the worst thing from the coach, which I believe was a total lack of respect, was this: those who didn't play would have intense training after matches, while the starters recovered for the next match. For those who didn't play, the worst part for me is the coach was never there to watch them.
That was Pjanic.
On Koeman.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I saw another quote. I don't know if this is part of your next set of quotes.
Oh, no.
About Aguero basically saying how different it is at Barca to when he was at City. And he said at City they used to turn up to train in an hour and a half early. Mm. And everyone would kind of just sit in the canteen together, etc. And get in the gym and do a few warm-ups. He said at Barca they turn up 15, 20 minutes before training and just... That's it.
Mad.
He said, I turned up an hour and a half early. All of the lights in the gym were off.
Bless him.
And he was just like, it's so different. And that it's got to be something to do with Koeman and how he's...
Oh, Koeman, I forgot they've got him.
Surely as a manager, you want to encourage your players to, you know, come in early. If you want to, like, there's space for you to chill together. It shouldn't just be about training together on a pitch. You got
I can't lie, Aguero needs to get a life. If you want to make friends, make it outside of football. I ain't got friends. No,
he wants to get himself in peak physical condition, and that that includes getting in the gym. But when the gym door's locked and the lights are off, then what?
Well, run around outside, bro.
That's what he's about to do.
Although Romario never trained, and he turned up and scored.
He could afford a gym in his yard, bro.
All right, okay. This is another quote. This is by Tony Cascarino.
I'm locking off here then.
No, but he goes, actually, it's linked to something, an agenda that you've partially started.
This is about Bruno, I'm listening.
Abdi started an agenda, no way.
Oh, Mbappe.
Yeah.
Go on.
So he goes, I hope Mbappe doesn't turn out like Ronaldinho. The type of player who has everything, no weaknesses, and starts well, but then their decline starts early. Ronaldinho was one of the greatest players at his peak, but then it becomes easy and then they stop trying. I hope that Mbappe doesn't do that, because Mbappe like 2 years ago at the World Cup, he was electric. He would beat players. He was lethal in front of goal. And now you look at him and at the current Euros, he just looked a shadow of his former self. I'm really translating because it's in Portuguese.
So oh, really? Yeah. You're doing a good job.
Tony Cascarino said it in Portuguese.
No, no. I got
That's
it from,
impressive.
I got it from a Brazilian site, you idiot. Yeah, so I was really disappointed with him at the Euros. He hasn't scored in six games for France, and he's not even close to the level he was 3 years ago. What do you guys think?
So firstly, I don't care if you're making any valid points. Fix your mouth and don't ever in your life disrespect Ronaldinho, yeah? I don't care. Do not talk badly about Ronaldinho, yeah? Otherwise, I'll ride out on you, bruv. and there are some fair points about Mbappe, but obviously, I mean, it's very clear to see he's not going to decline that way. Mm. The guy, yeah, he's. I wouldn't say he's peaked early, but he's been amazing early. Mm-hmm. I'm watching you, bruv.
What?
I'm watching you, bro.
Because you looked at Mark.
You looked at me when you said that.
Do you think he definitely goes Real Madrid next season?
I think.
It was too close to happen. It was too close to happening for it to not happen.
Yeah. I think PSG should have taken the
money. No, but also it's free. So like Barcelona will be in for him.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. He's going to have loads of choice.
I mean, it just looks Liverpool. Like for him. No, it's Madrid for him or nothing. Oh. And at the end of the day, the choice is his.
Yeah. True.
Fair. What, are you ruling Arsenal out?
Yes. I'm ruling Arsenal out.
Oh, you ruled Arsenal
out of the running for Mbappe?
Yeah.
No, not even.
I think Arteta's ruling Arsenal out.
Yeah, we'll be in the championship anyway. So.
Vibes.
Mbappe's got 100 goals in the championship. But I'll be watching him every week. Like, let's see what you're like at Rotherham away.
All right. This concludes another episode.
Happy 100, guys. Shouldn't have done that in my thumb hurts.
So yeah.
Wait, hold on. Do you clap with your thumb?
Yeah, I clap that little wolf shin.
I didn't know anything like that.
Okay. That concludes another episode of We'll Talk About That Later. Catch us on another exciting episode next week.
Woo-woo!
Peace out. Sports Social Podcast Network.